So Mr. Rogers regularly addressed the issues of the day in his program, and in 1968, during the height of the civil rights movement, Rogers had an episode in which he invites black folks into his house. They come from an integrated school, and so Rogers is immediately saying to his audience in the neighborhood that African Americans are welcome in my house. In the neighborhood of make-believe, there is no discrimination. Less than 2 months after that episode, James Earl Ray murdered Martin Luther King Jr. at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. In the wake of the assassination, riots erupted in black neighborhoods across the country, as televised images of police officers beating and shooting blacks flooded U.S. households during the summer of 1968, Fred began to develop a completely different image for his viewers, a startling image of a black police officer keeping everyone safe in the neighborhood. Francois Clemens, who viewers came to know as Officer Clemens, was the first ever recurring African-American character on children's television. Rogers and Clemens had met a year earlier at Third Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, where Clemens was the solo tenor in the choir, and Rogers' wife Joanne was in the alto section. Fred loved Francis singing, and they soon became friends. Officer Clemens' regular appearances on the program were significant, but one of the most profound episodes happened at the first anniversary of Martin Luther King's death. This was a time when people were protesting integrated swimming pools by throwing dangerous chemicals in them to keep people out. And so on that episode, it featured a scene almost identical to what we watched earlier. Mr. Rogers is cooling off by using a hose to spray his feet as he fills a wading pool. He sees Officer Clemens and invites him to sit down and join him. And later the camera focuses on 4 feet soaking in the pool, a striking image of pasty white and light brown. Rogers was demonstrating that the color of people's skin was not as important as how people feel about each other. Clemens said, "We were friends because we cared about each other, not because of our color. That's what putting our feet in the water meant. The icon Fred Rogers not only was showing my brown skin in the tub with his white skin as two friends, but as I was getting out of that tub, he was helping me dry my feet. It was like telling me, I'm okay as a human being." Clemens remembers, "It was one of the most meaningful experiences I've ever had." As an attitude and practice, love simply means accepting others as they are, including, not in spite of, all the ways they are different from us. It's the same message of love we heard 2 weeks ago when Mr. Rogers sang, "It's you I like." But there are many ways to say I love you. And we got to hear Mr. Rogers and Officer Clemens sing about that together. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. And then he goes on to list those ways just by being there when things are sad and scary. The singing way to say I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up a coat before you're asked to. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. He sings, "You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is." There are many ways to say I love you. And Jesus showed his friends one way to love through the service he extended at their final meal together when he washed their feet. And this act of love and service was what he told his friends to do. We hear it in our epistle reading too from 1 John, "Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us." The gospel reading from John is the story we usually read on Maundy Thursday during Holy Week. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread and broke it. But before that, he took a towel and a basin. And when he was through, his command was to love one another. As Jesus is preparing to depart, he knows what is coming. The command he gives his friends is to love one another. And he has demonstrated how to love in a most profound way. He shows them there are many ways to love. He shows it ultimately by sacrificing his life, but first, he shows them how to love by bending down and washing their feet. Pastor James Lampkin says, in the uniform of a towel, Jesus gives a command, a mandate. Jesus commands, mandates us to love, but not only to love, but to love as Christ loves. How can this be? Is love not a feeling? Can feelings be commanded? Of course not. However, choices, the choice of loving neighbors, Christ-like actions, can be chosen in the strength of Jesus, the towel-girded Christ. The love that we read about in Scripture, that Jesus calls us to, is not just a warm, fuzzy, Valentine-y kind of feeling. Neither is there one way to do it and then you're done. Fred Rogers said, love isn't a state of perfect caring. It is an active noun like struggle. To love someone is to strive to accept that person exactly the way he or she is, right here and now. I like how Mr. Rogers calls love an active noun like struggle. To love one another is to strive to accept that person. He's admitting that it's not easy. I think he's admitting to us that it wasn't always easy for him, but he still lived God's love. And I'm sure that if you asked him how he did it, he would say it was absolutely with God's help. The command to love is about actions, not feelings. When we love one another in the many ways we have been shown, and in the many ways we discover, we reflect Christ. As the body of Christ, we love one another not because we can do so or because we're commanded to, but because God in Christ has loved us first. That's what 1 John is all about. Love comes from God, and if God can love so much, surely we can love each other. And when we do, God lives in us. In that upper room before he leaves, Jesus wants to show the full extent of his love, so he washes the feet of his friends. From their reactions, we can tell that this isn't the way they wanted or expected Jesus to show his power and love. They probably would have preferred that he show his love by offering them an inheritance of power, perhaps a memento infused with magical properties, something like a good Horcrux. Maybe a token of future greatness in the world. But Jesus doesn't show the extent of his love in any of those ways. He does not pass on a mantle of authority, but a towel. A towel is certainly not a symbol of power or prestige. A towel is something you use to dry the dishes, or to wash a child's sticky face, or wipe tables, clean wounds, cool fevers, swaddle babies, mop up sweat, or blot away tears. Jesus shows us how to love, and that love is seen in service, in humility, and in vulnerability. But washing the disciples' feet was also an act of reconciliation. Jesus washes Judas's feet, fully aware of the impending betrayal. And when we embrace that stance, that humility of both serving and being served, we act as agents of reconciliation. That's what was happening in the scene that we watched earlier. As Fred washes Francois's feet and dries them with the same towel, it was a time, the first time they did this, that others thought it wasn't okay for whites and blacks to drink from the same water fountain, or sit at the same lunch counter, let alone share a towel. In the simple but potent action of cooling off with a hose in a wading pool, Mr. Rogers acted as an agent of reconciliation. And he demonstrated love to so many neighbors watching his program. Mr. Rogers said, "What changes the world is when someone gets the idea that love can abound and be shared." He demonstrated that love in so many ways on his television show and in his life off screen. As Francois Clemens remembers, Fred Rogers said, "I love you just the way you are," and I didn't believe it was possible. But Mr. Rogers showed the neighborhood how to love Officer Clemens. Fred showed France love until he could believe it was true. The scene we watched was from 1993, and it was Clemens' last appearance on The Neighborhood, and the episode was all about love. Mr. Rogers begins by going back out to the waiting pool and putting his feet in, and he says he's been thinking a lot about how to show love, which then transitions into a video montage of all sorts of people, young and old, of different abilities, showing love in different ways. And then Officer Clemens walks up, as we saw, and Fred invites him to sit down and put his feet in once again, and he accepts the offer. There they are again, white and brown feet, alike and yet different, soaking in the same pool and reminding us once more that what matters most is a little bit of love between two people. An accomplished opera singer, Clemens tells Rogers that one of the ways he likes to say I love you is through singing, and he starts to sing Fred's song. There are many ways to say I love you. These two foot-washing scenes, 25 years apart, established a neighborhood marked by racial diversity and love that crosses boundaries. A neighborhood like God created and intends for us. So here's our homework for this week. Love someone. Accept someone. Reconcile with someone. Forgive someone. And if you'd like, you can visit our newest prayer station in the narthex. It's an old window, and either with markers or with sticky wax sticks, write or draw on the glass a way that you can show God's love to a neighbor. Because there are many ways to say I love you. Amen.